Don't touch that mouse. You are listening to Meet the Elite Podcast, where we bring business professionals together to promote their businesses and products to the world. Keep it right here.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the show. It's Teresa, and I'm so excited you're with me right now. I have Claudia Johnson with me. She's the owner of Healing Energy Arts, and you could check out her website, healingenergyarts.com, and you could also email her directly, claudia@healingenergyarts.com. Welcome to the show, Claudia.
Thank you so much, Teresa. I'm super excited to be here.
Oh, I'm super excited to have you here and learn all about you. Can you just tell everyone just who you are and a little bit about what you do, and then we'll get into it?
Absolutely. I'm a psychic medium, and I'm offering readings and mentorships. I'm a Reiki master practitioner and teacher, and I'm offering distant healing and training and certification. And I also do hypnosis sessions and create custom guided meditation downloads. My recordings are kind of like having me write a healing song just for you. And I'm a spiritual life coach specializing in teens and adults that are having psychic experiences, but they want to understand more about how their abilities work and how they can develop them.
Wow, it's amazing. So how did you get into all this?
Well, like most people, you know, I believe everyone has psychic ability. Mm-hmm. And so I would have different experiences throughout my youth, but it wasn't really until I was an adult that I realized how to use them. And it was after I received a BFA in modern dance, I moved to New York City and I became a dancer and performance artist. And my first job was a musical theater tour. Mm-hmm. So one day I'm sitting on the bus next to another dancer and I was feeling some pain in my right knee, but I knew that I hadn't hurt it. And I asked if his knee hurt, and when he said yes, I asked if I could work on it. Now, I wasn't trained in massage therapy or energy work, any kind of body work at that time, mm-hmm. but I placed my hands on his knee, and they heated up, and the pain in my knee disappeared, and I asked if his pain was gone, and he started bending and stretching and putting weight on it, and he was so surprised and delighted his pain was gone. And that was just a revelation to me, because I sat there thinking, wow, this has been going on my whole life, and now I can do something about it. So it was incredibly freeing and empowering. And every morning after that, I'd ask the people in the company, okay, who slept wrong on your neck last night? Who has the sharp pain in your shoulder? Because I knew it wasn't mine, because, you know, as a dancer, we're very tuned into, you know, hey, I'm making a living with this.
Right.
So I've
right.
got to really pay attention to my own body and what it needs and things like that. So, so I'd get up in the morning and ask people how they were doing and ask permission to work on them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wow.
And when I worked on them, I actually started to get psychic information about their lives that was useful to them.
Mm. Wow. Well, you know what? How... I know a friend of mine has the ability also, and she suppressed it for a very, very long time, and now she's older and she wants to kind of embrace it. How did that happen with you? Like, in other words, you knew you had something younger, and then you got older, you really wanted to hone in on it and make it stronger and use it, correct?
Yes. Well, after that, I mean, years later, I was working as a massage therapist on a client with disabilities
uh-huh.
who had several joints that were fused. They don't do that anymore. But at that time, he could never bend or stretch his arms or legs fully.
Okay.
So as a dancer, that was, to me, that was like a form of hell, not being able to move, not
oh,
being
sure.
able to
yeah.
Stretch and bend. And I deliberately gave him every ounce of energy I possibly could. And went home that night absolutely exhausted. I was in bed the next day napping when a friend called.
Wow.
And she told me about Reiki. I'd never heard of it. I didn't know anything about any energy schools. And so
right.
a few months later, it happened that I was staying in an unfamiliar city. And I dreamed about the book she'd mentioned. It was called The Reiki Factor. This
okay.
is from the 80s when that
wow.
was published originally. I learned that I was a few blocks away from a bookstore, so I went there. There was no such book on the shelf, but I went to the counter and I insisted that the clerk check in the back.
Okay.
And she actually found the book.
Huh.
And when I bought it, I opened it up and a card from a Reiki master fell out. So I called the Reiki master and I got my first attunement the very next day.
Wow, if that wasn't a sign, huh?
I I think it was that the universe was going, we got to watch out for this, and she's going to, you know, go crazy and hurt herself if we don't help her. So.
Yeah, because you helped him, but in the meantime, it drained you, right? So how do you recharge yourself?
Well, this is really what the incredible miracle of how our human energy field works is about, because with Reiki, the energy comes in through the top of your head, the crown of your head, and you pull it in that way. You allow it to fill you.
Yeah.
And so from then on, I realized, wow, I don't have to give my energy to people. What I need to do is learn how to be able to channel the energy of the universe, which is infinite.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And this is, you know, a process. It takes time to learn how to do this in different ways.
Right.
And the healing aspect of it is marvelous. When I was a little kid, I used to give my dad back rubs, and I remember things, you know, looking back on your life, you think, oh, yeah, there were some signs there. I would go to a little girl's slumber party, and we'd all stand in a line and give each other back rubs, and by the end of the night, I was giving everybody a back rub. It was, you know. So I kind of had a knack for this. Okay. But, you know, to your friend's point, yeah, there are many wonderful schools. I love Reiki because it was my first one that really helped me learn. There's training and there's a certification, and there are some spiritual attunements to open you so that you can channel that energy more powerfully. Mm-hmm. And that's really helpful when you're trying to help yourself and help others heal.
So how long have you been the owner and started Healing Energy Arts?
Started in 2006.
Okay.
Yeah. And I started with an office in the Twin Cities.
Oh, wow.
And now I'm really working online now.
Yeah, so. I was just going to ask you that, if you're doing anything through Zoom, only because, you know, with what's been going on, thank God for Zoom, and a lot of people, you know, had to go virtual.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of, you know, it's wonderful in a lot of ways, because I have been going to the UK. I think I went 7 years in a row to study at the Arthur Finley College, which is a wonderful school for people who want to explore these gifts and understand them as spiritual gifts, and how do we protect ourselves when we're so empathetic and we pick up on other people.
Is that is that something that they do yearly, like a seminar?
They have had continuous classes, week-long classes there.
Oh, okay.
For decades, and so it's a wonderful school. I wanted to tell you some more about some of the people that I've helped with Reiki.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
After my father had hip replacement surgery, we got him home. My mom and I were taking care of him, and the first time I changed his dressing on his wound, it looked like a candy cane, Teresa.
Oh,
about
geez.
Every inch, the tissue changed from normal to red and infected and back again.
Oh, no.
And his wound was over a foot long. He was a big guy.
Mm-hmm.
And about it was about 9:10 p.m., and I gave my dad Reiki for about 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And the next morning, I woke up excited like it was Christmas and ran downstairs to see what was under the bandage instead of the tree.
Right.
And that was about, I think it was early. It was about 6 a.m., and there was absolutely no infection.
Wow.
And I thought, man.
Wow.
Einstein said everything is energy. And my thinking was, when my father's leg was infected, it had all the antibiotics, he had all the nutrition, he had everything he needed to heal except energy.
Right.
It's like putting the brownies in the oven and forgetting to turn the oven on.
Right, yeah.
So with Reiki, that universal life force energy, that force that we as humans have the capacity to channel,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's so nature can heal us.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an amazing experience that I had.
Wow. That is amazing. I want to ask you a question. You know, a lot of people, they hear about Reiki. Reiki's been around for a very, very, very long time. But I think lately it's just the popularity of it has like just snowballed. And I want to know how Reiki can help you manage your stress levels and emotions, because Lord knows in the times that we're in today, everyone's levels are on the higher side.
Well, that's very true. And as an energy healing practitioner, I'm not allowed to diagnose or prescribe medication. Mm-hmm. And I always encourage clients to talk with their prescribing medical professionals about how to manage their symptoms.
Okay.
But that said, I've worked with clients. I worked with a client who took medication for chronic sinus issues. Mm-hmm. And she was basically on that all the time. But she was symptom-free for the entire duration of her pregnancy because her body was getting enough energy to stay balanced and pain-free through Reiki.
Okay.
So that was one experience I had. I've also had a client who was diagnosed with depression and anxiety, and a lot of people are dealing with that right now.
Mm-hmm.
And she came to me wanting to reduce her prescription medication because of the uncomfortable side effects. And Reiki energy healing has no negative side effects. In fact, it helps eliminate or reduce them, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And my client had been on antidepressants for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And she felt like she was losing touch with herself and her goals because she was feeling numb all the time. She couldn't even decide what to have for lunch.
Wow.
So with her, I combined Reiki distant healing treatments and spiritual life coaching practices so that mm-hmm. she felt in control, because she felt energized and hopeful again. And everybody knows that, you know, if you have that energy, then you can, you know, you can try new things, you can get out and do things, but if you're exhausted, you kind of just want to sleep all the time.
Right.
But she improved so quickly that within a few months, her doctor started reducing her medication, and my client's roommate told me later that she got a puppy and started focusing on her future again.
Wow. That's incredible. It really, really, really is amazing. I'm speaking with Claudia Johnson. She's the owner of Healing Energy Arts. She's a psychic medium. She's a spiritual life coach. She is a Reiki master practitioner and teacher. And she's been doing this for quite a while. You can check out her website at healingenergyarts.com, and you can email her directly, Claudia@healingenergyarts.com. We're going to take a quick commercial break. So everyone, stay where you are. We'll be back after these messages. Don't go away.
Aloha to all you lovebirds out there. Are you thinking about a destination wedding? Let I Do Hawaiian Weddings help you realize that dream. We specialize in Hawaiian destination weddings. Our unique knowledge of the islands and vast experience with amazing locations will help us create the destination wedding of your dreams. We can help you celebrate your love for each other with a sandy beach wedding, flower lei and bouquet, photography and videography, limousine transportation, hula dancing, ukulele music, and a beautiful dove release. We can even assist you with marriage license and online paperwork. I Do Hawaiian Weddings is all about love. So visit us on the web at idohawaiianweddings.com or call us at 808-330-5555 to realize your dream destination wedding in Hawaii now.
Hey guys, I'm Claudia Johnson. I'm an online psychic medium, Reiki master, spiritual life coach, and teacher. I'll be on Podcast Business News Network Tuesdays at 1 p.m. starting April 20th to share amazing success stories about psychic mediumship, Reiki healing, and spiritual coaching. Join us and be blown away by the awesome intelligence of the spirit world. You can contact me at Claudia@healingenergyarts.com, and may the spiritual force be with you.
Don't touch that mouse. You are listening to Meet the Elite Podcast, where we bring business professionals together to promote their businesses and products to the world. Keep it right here.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. It's Teresa, and I'm with Claudia Johnson, and she is a psychic medium, Reiki master practitioner and teacher, spiritual life coach. She does it all. She's the person to contact, and you could go to her website, healingenergyarts.com. That's what she owns. She's the owner of Healing Energy Arts. You could also email her directly, Claudia@healingenergyarts.com. Welcome back to the show, Claudia.
Thanks so much, Teresa. This is really fun.
I'm having a great time because I love learning about different things, and you know what it is you're so authentic and passionate, and I love to hear that in someone's voice when they love what they do. You know, we're talking about Reiki and how it's been around so long and how it really has impacted people's lives in such a positive way, including, you know, your dad and a woman who was pregnant and having issues. And It's amazing. You know, they say Reiki is no pain, right? It's pain-free. Reiki's pain-free, and I think that's what people have to realize. And I wanted to know, how can you heal yourself as a practitioner, and how you could to help others if you choose to do so as well? Because I know you have to start out as a practitioner, and then you go to a master, and a master can teach, a practitioner cannot. They practice, correct?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. I feel that what you have to do when you start a technique like this, especially as a Westerner, where we haven't been raised so much to think about energy, but more in terms of the scientific side of things, to be able to understand by your own experience. And so my business tagline is feeling is believing, because if you have a personal experience and you feel better, nobody can tell you that it didn't work.
Exactly, yes.
So the other part of it is, I've seen so many times where people have had chronic pain and come to me because they've been through the medical model, and maybe some parts of it were working, some weren't, and they wanted more help. Find it's absolutely extraordinary to see the hope come back into somebody's eyes, because I use the medical model in terms of asking people, okay, what's your pain on a 1 to 10 scale, for example? And maybe it's a 5 or a 6. And then having them actually assess it, because, you know, we kind of try to move away from pain and try not to think about that.
Right.
And we have numbing. But after the treatment, then I'll say, okay, now what's your level of pain? And if it's down to a 1 or a 2, they realize, oh, my gosh, I can get better.
Right. Exactly. I mean, listen, no one wants to live with chronic pain. I mean, I know my mother tried PT. She tried everything before she had to have surgery. But she lived in pain for a year. I don't know how she did it. I don't know how she did it, because I had pain for 3 days. I think I had sciatica, and I was like, this is awful. So I can't imagine feeling like this for a year, an entire year, that she suffered. So a lot of people live with pain on different levels. You know, like you said, from a 1 to 10, it could be a 1, it could be a 10. And, you know, obviously with Reiki and them seeing a difference and a diminish in the pain level, then it's just common sense that A, it's working, and B, do people come back weekly, or when they feel they just need like a tune-up? How does that work?
Well, first of all, I hope your mom got some relief.
She did. Thank God. Yeah, she
good.
Did. Yeah.
Good. That's wonderful. Yes, it's one of these things where sometimes people can come one time and get relief. I remember one of my colleagues brought his son in, and he had he was about 8 or 9 months old at the time. And from the time he was born, he had Down syndrome and some other things going on with his body. And he had this eye that kept tearing. And I worked on him and gave him a treatment, and that tearing stopped. And he had had that since birth.
Wow.
So that was a one-time thing. And, you know, I wish all the healings were like that. And it's a mystery. It really is a mystery.
Yeah.
You know, why some people heal and others it takes a bit longer. But, yeah, absolutely, I will tell people, yes, we need to maybe work 3 days in a row on this, or we need to work on a weekly basis. And some people, it takes a while, like the pregnant lady with the sinus condition, we had to figure out how often did she need to come back.
Right.
And for her, it was about every 2 weeks. And then she could maintain not taking medication.
Wow.
And for other people, they have they deal with stress in different ways. Mm-hmm. And they have more or less stress at different times. So it changes. I had a wonderful ballet teacher when I was in school. Mm-hmm. And she would come into the room and say, every day you wake up with a new body. And I didn't get it for like 2 years. And then one Friday I was doing like triple pirouettes and I was really, everything was really coming together. And that weekend I had the stomach flu and I came back on Monday and I was expecting my body to do the mm-hmm, same thing it did on Friday.
Right.
And she came in and said, every day you wake up with a new body. And I thought, oh my God. I finally heard it.
Oh, wow. That's like my dad's 86, and he says every morning he wakes up, he shakes his body, and if nothing falls off, it's a good day. But yeah, you're right.
Wonderful.
And you know what it is too, Claudia, is that our minds don't age as fast as our bodies. So even though mentally we know you knew you did it on Friday and you wanted to do it again on Monday, right? So it's just crazy how that works when you think about it, seriously. I love that quote. I wrote it down. Every day you wake up with a new body. I love that because it's so true. It really is true. It really is.
Yeah.
It's just amazing what you do. Do you find that in your practice you do? I know you offer a lot of different packages, and that's why people again need to go to the website. It's healingenergyarts.com, and she has all different types of she does so much. You do tarot readings, and you do Reiki distant energy healings. You do spiritual life coaching, a mediumship mentorship. You do hypnotherapy package and custom meditation. You also do private hypnosis sessions, and you offer such a wide variety for everybody with different types of pockets, which is lovely because, that way they can customize what they can afford and what they really want out of what they're looking for, which is great. Do you find that the mediumship, the psychic medium, goes hand in hand with Reiki? Do you find that you might be doing something, some kind of Reiki, but then someone wants to give someone a message at the same time?
Well, that's actually how my gift started out, putting my hands on that colleague's knee.
Right,
right. And then getting some information about him. I put my hand on somebody's ankle once that was sprained and went, oh, congratulations, because I knew he'd gotten a promotion.
Oh.
And he like popped up out of the chair, ran over, slammed the door shut and said, how did you know? Who told you? And I'm like, well, your energy field, kind of your foot kind of told me, your energy field told me. So we're sitting in each other's energy fields all the time, mm-hmm, with all this information in it. That's one of the things that happens when you work in this industry.
Right.
I did want to tell you at least one of my pet stories because I've got, I'm doing Reiki, distant Reiki for people and pets.
Oh, that's great. And, that's good to know. Yeah, we have like another minute.
Yeah
go ahead. Tell it. Yeah.
Oh,
I told you it goes fast, Claudia. It goes fast.
Okay. Absolutely. One of my cats was hit by a car when I was away from home.
Oh, no.
My boyfriend called me up, said he was so upset. He was like, I feel like I should take it to the vet and put him down. And something came out. I was going to say, yes, do that because we didn't want him to suffer. But what came out of my mouth was, no, wait till morning. So I went to sleep. I put my hands together and I just imagined holding my hands around his head. Mm-hmm. And about every hour I woke up. And it was like the spirit was, world was telling me, move your hands down. So I moved my hands several times. I think, mm-hmm, I woke up 8 or 9 times. And in the morning, I was like, I think he's okay. And I called my boyfriend and he said, he's up, he's eating, he's running around.
Wow.
He was just lying still the night before. So So these kinds of things really work, and they can be incredibly helpful to you in your life and with your loved ones and with your own healing.
Wow, so, absolutely. Well, yeah. Listen, this was amazing. I love learning all about you and what you do. Again, Claudia Johnson, owner of Healing Energy Arts. Go to her website, healingenergyarts.com. Check out everything she offers and all the packages. And if you want to contact her directly, you could email her, Claudia@healingenergyarts.com. I had a great time, Claudia. I hope you did too.
Absolutely. That was really fun. Thank you.
Oh, Teresa. I'm glad you had a good time. Listen, everyone, stay where you are because we'll be back after these messages. Don't go away.
Don't touch that mouse. You are listening to Meet the Elite Podcast, where we bring business professionals together to promote their businesses and products to the world. Keep it right here.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Jason Derulo. I love that music connects to people all over the country. But unfortunately, so does something else. Childhood hunger. 15 million kids struggle with hunger right here in America. And yet, every year, billions of pounds of surplus food in the U.S. go to waste instead of going to the children in need. Feeding America is working to change this. The Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks rescues this surplus of food to help provide meals to families in virtually every community in the United States, including yours. But they just can't do this alone. Join me in the fight against hunger in America. For more information on what you can do to get involved, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're feeding America. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.